Y aquí imaginando, sexy baila y me deja con las ganas. Y yo hoy estoy aquí imaginándolo, sexy baila y me deja con las ganas. Qué bien te queda a ti esa palita. Ella señora, no es señorita. Sexy baila y me deja con las ganas. Cómo te luces cuando lo meneas. Cuánto quisiera hacerte el amor. Enséñame lo que sabes.
Si necesitas reggaetón, dale. Sigue bailando, mami, no pare. Acércate a mi pantalón, dale. Vamos a pegarnos como animales. Si necesitas reggaetón, dale. Sigue bailando, mami, no pare. Acércate a mi pantalón, dale. Vamos a pegarnos como animales.
1, 2, 3, let go.
Good afternoon, everyone. You are hearing Let's Really Talk About It live on Hawk Radio. For those of you who are new here, I welcome you all to join me every Thursdays from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. I'm your host, Lo. Let's Really Talk About It. So coming up, I got such a few things I really want to talk to you guys about, such as, for an example, California's fires have been going around all over the state. Then we got, so far, the weather of Tampa, Florida. Right now, as you know, it's already raining as it is, but by the time that we get down into details of what's happening up north, we'll definitely get into more details for you. Also, with President Trump's TikTok situation, we're going to be discussing about that as well. Also, the event of Gasrilla in less than a few days. And finally, of course, something that a lot of people are concerned about, which is, of course, the resignation of individuals who are working everywhere in the state of Florida. Stay tuned, because I have more for you guys today.
Dale, baby, que tú eres la que más domina. Relax, no fui mal con paz. Vamos a hacerlo como si fuera GAN. Ya sabes que tengo la clave. Escápate conmigo solita en la nave. Vámonos manual o en el automático. J, tú repi, tú sabes que soy matemático. Practico contigo todo lo que tú quieras. Pa' que la pasemos toda la noche entera. Y veo tu cuerpo. Wow, 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 wow. Whoa, 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 the business.
Ey, ven acá, no perdas el tiempo, aprovecha el momento y tranquila, déjate llevar, échate pa' acá, dale, vamos ya, que llegaron los kilas. Trrr, trrr, tranquila, dale, baby, dale, que tú no haces fila. Trrr, trrr, tranquila, dale, baby, que tú eres la que más domina.
Impresionante, demasiado elegante. Vamos a hacerlo más que brille como un diamante. Tú estás bien nice, vamos a hacerlo twice. Y una vez sabe inteligente, más no más. La forma que me mire y su vestido bien nice. Hace sentirme frío como si fuera ice. Pero se me pega bailándome inside. Tiene un doctorado a lo Tony Dye. Veo tu cuerpo, wow, 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 wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Ey, ven acá, no perdas el tiempo, aprovecha el momento y tranquila, déjate llevar, échate pa' acá, dale, vamos ya, que llegaron los kilas. Ey, ven acá, no perdas el tiempo, aprovecha el momento y tranquila, déjate llevar, échate pa' acá, dale, vamos ya, que llegaron los kilas. Trrra, trrra, tranquila, dale, baby, dale, que tú no haces fila. Trrra, tranquila, dale, baby, que tú eres la que más domina.
Modo, 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 modo. Zay en la casa, San Andrés, Mr. Phone Music, DJ Map, Gotex, Miga Man. Estamos rompiendo, no estamos rompiendo, muchachos.
Okay.
Infinity Music, Mosty, The Business, La Familia, yeah. The Business.
Ey, ven, tranquila, déjate llevar, tranquila, tranquila.
All All righty, ladies and gentlemen, let's really get into this. Let's really talk about it. So as you all may be aware of, as of lately, for the past few days or so, maybe last week, a lot of people have been going all around social media regarding with the fires that's been going all around the state of California from going in all over Los Angeles. So I have some information here where critical weather continues to strike in Southern California. Not only do first responders have their hands full while multiple fires burning in the area, they're also preparing for a storm expected this weekend that could trigger mudslides and burn scars all over their areas. LA Mayor and Cali Governor issued an executive order to expedite efforts in clearing out wildfire debris ahead of this coming weekend. I am so sorry to all of you who are listening in right now from the state of California that's going through this trouble right now. It is not easy for anybody, especially when they are having trouble finding a new home as it is. You know, they have to come back to the state of California after, you know, all this madness, and they have to witness all the debris all over their homes, seeing that they don't have anywhere to live, and now they have to find somewhere else to get some shelter at least. You know, I can only imagine, because from someone that served in the United States Navy and having to live in California, it's such a beautiful area. Even though the area is very expensive, you know, it was still a sight sore to see. You know, I still have some friends that are out there, you know. May God bless you all. Hopefully you guys continue to make it safe throughout your days. Make sure that everything goes splendid for y'all. Eat some good breakfast, eat some good lunch, and then have a good nice dinner as well. You know, right now it's 12 p.m. in the afternoon. You know, this is here Low speaking on the mic for you guys today, live on Hawk Radio. This is the Let's Really Talk About It podcast. Now, who am I? Who is Low? Well, for starters, I was actually raised in the city of New York, actually in Manhattan Borough. Then I moved down to Florida in 2018, went through Land O'Lakes High School, shout out to y'all. Also went through a couple of other schools in New York called Hudson High School Learning Tech, shout out to y'all as well. When I came down to Florida, I wanted to prove to my parents that I can be able to accomplish something that nobody has ever seen before. I was so ambitious that I wanted to be able to do the impossible, such as signing my life away to the United States Navy. You know, a lot of people have told me left and right, thank you for your service. But I feel like if only God granted me the opportunity to do more than what I'd done on the USS Abraham Lincoln, I would have definitely done a lot more. Overall, let's be honest. I feel like everything that I've accomplished so far as an aviation bosun's mate, launching just with the catapults and recovering them with the arresting gear, it was something that was something extremely difficult that not many people feel like it's an easy task. It's life risking, I'll admit, especially when you're going out there on sea. You have to, you know, continue doing your work, making sure that, you know, when you come back home, your loved ones get to see you again. A lot of people in the military, you know, we go through a lot of things. You know, I kind of suffered through depression at once, and then I've kind of had anxiety attacks kick in, especially because I've lost people in my life. You know, rest in peace to all the friends and family that are around in my life that have always supported me since day one. Here I am right now on Hawk Radio, making sure that I give you guys the best content, making sure that I also give you guys the best information needed here on the Let's Really Talk About a show. Let's really speak about further down with California. Now, with everything that's been going on in California with these wildfires and all that, it's very weird, especially since having to witness this as an unexpected occurrence to happen. Now, do I honestly think that there could be something behind all of this? Maybe, maybe not. I can't be able to give that answer guaranteed to y'all. But I will say, though, that for those people that are still trying to figure out ways to be able to come back home and be able to live their life as they normally should, like years ago, you know, there's got to be something done here. I'm calling it as like, yo, we need to take some action, make sure that we help our loved ones out, making sure that we help our peoples out left and right. Now, going forward from here, you know, I'm definitely going to be taking some more time into research based off of these expected storms that are going to be kicking in California. But again, to all y'all, you know, I hope you guys continue to make it safe out there. You know, make sure that everything goes well for you guys and continue moving forward. Next, we're going to definitely be able to get into discussion about TikTok. So I'm going to take a few minute break and then we'll get right to it. All right, guys.
te dejé todo claro. ¿En qué habíamos quedado? Yo te lo dije.
Yo te lo dije, no me iba a enamorar. Te lo advertí a ti, my girl. Que al otro día nos íbamos a olvidar. Que no nos íbamos a llamar. Yo te lo dije, no me iba a enamorar. Te lo advertí a ti, my girl. Que al otro día nos íbamos a olvidar. Que no nos íbamos a llamar.
Una noche sin compromiso. Lo que pasó fue sin previo aviso. Esa nena cayó en mi hechizo. Ahora ella me llama. Dice que quiere sentir la flama. Que quiere tenerme en su cama. Oye, mi dama. Échale la culpa al chiqui drama. Que lo nuestro fue un fin de semana. Ya no me llame. Que yo tengo planes. Yo soy J Balvin y el resto tú lo sabes.
Yo te lo dije, no me iba a enamorar. Te lo advertí a ti, my girl. Que al otro día nos íbamos a olvidar. Que no nos íbamos a llamar. Yo te lo dije, no me iba a enamorar. Te lo advertí a ti, my girl. Que al otro día nos íbamos a olvidar. Que no nos íbamos a llamar. Y fue un placer tenerte hasta el amanecer. Por si acaso, baby, no te vuelvo a ver. Y fue un placer tenerte hasta el amanecer. Por si acaso, baby, no te vuelvo a ver.
Te lo dije y fue muy claro decírtelo. Pero bueno, las cosas pasan. This is the business, el negocio, socio, J Balvin.
Yo te lo dije, no me iba a enamorar. Te lo advertí a ti, my girl. Que al otro día nos íbamos a olvidar. Que no nos íbamos a llamar. Yo te lo dije, no me iba a enamorar. Te lo advertí a ti, my girl. Que al otro día nos íbamos a olvidar. Que no nos íbamos a llamar. Y fue un placer tenerte hasta el amanecer. Por si acaso, baby, no te vuelvo a ver. Y fue un placer tenerte hasta el amanecer. Por si acaso, baby, no te vuelvo a ver. Yo te lo dije, no me iba a enamorar. Te lo advertí a ti, my girl. Que al otro día nos íbamos a olvidar. Que no nos íbamos a llamar. Yo te lo dije, no me iba a enamorar. Te lo advertí a ti, my girl. Que al otro día nos íbamos a olvidar. Que no nos íbamos a llamar. Que no nos íbamos a llamar. Que no nos íbamos a llamar.
The business, J Balvin, man.
J Balvin, el negocio.
Sky, rompiendo el bajo.
Yo siempre me reinvento, eso está claro, muchacho. Estamos rompiendo, estamos rompiendo, tú me dices. The Business, 440 en la casa. Pipe Flores, Pipe Flowers, como quiero llamar.
Por si acaso, baby, no te vuelvo a ver.
Alrighty, guys, we are back. Let's really talk about it. I want to give a huge shout out to Hillsborough Community College for giving me this opportunity, especially to be able to do this radio show. I feel like without them, you know, we wouldn't be here right now being able to discuss with you guys about these certain matters. You know, definitely give a huge shout out to Miss Narissa Lamison, especially because she was the one that actually was able to allow this to all happen as well. So thank you again, Miss Lamison, because it is meaningful. Now, the next topic that we're going to definitely discuss about is from Tampa's Fox Weather News. Now, on January 19, 1977, there has been a time where snow has actually hit in the state of Florida, especially in Tampa, too. Now, mind you, Florida has never seen snow in a very long time until now, which, of course, weather have reported in Central Florida, it isn't forecasted to have snow. But if you live in places such as Milton, Pensacola, Jay, Molino, and so on, you'll be enjoying the experience of snow. Meanwhile, every one of us down here in Tampa Bay will have to continue to experience the cold weather. You know, driving here, It was very, very cold. I am not going to deny it, to the point that I had to turn on my heater. And as I'm on my way, I see so many cars slowing down because this downpour is just constant and it's just going on and on. It's been like this for the past few days, actually. Even when I had to go to my other job, you know, it didn't make a difference. I had to wake up at 5 in the morning, get there at 6, make sure that I have everything settled in because the place that I work at is actually in Moss Acura of North Tampa, for those of you who do not know. Of course, my job there, I also sell cars for a living, but, you know, we're not going to really get into that because the whole important thing is here is that we're speaking on in terms of this cold weather that Tampa Bay is already experiencing overall, especially for all of you guys, since I know you guys probably hate this weather, probably hate the cold, and maybe you guys prefer, you know, having to enjoy back the summer, drink your pina coladas, or even enjoy your days as you guys always been, you know, go to parks, go to movies, make sure how we do this here in Florida. All right, with that being said, up north Florida is definitely snowing out there, you know, not something that you would expect to happen in our state at all. Now, I can understand, like, if it's snowing in New York, maybe New Jersey, maybe Pennsylvania, but Florida, that's a very rare commodity, in my opinion, y'all. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. I always tell my peoples that all the time, especially to some of my old friends that used to do this show with me. Now, do I think this is going to be something that's going to be ongoing for the rest of this week, next week, or a month by now? It's a yes and no, only because of the fact that I'm not no weather guy, but I am a type of individual that will take the time to actually take a look at some of the research of these reporters out there from Fox, from CNN, from even BBC, I think it's BBC or BCC, I'm not sure, but overall, you're going to be able to get all the information you guys need. I will be able to provide it to you guys left and right, however possible. Maybe down the road, we can definitely be able to do some phone calls as well. Expect for some individuals that maybe are not available to come into the studio today to be able to speak with us here. But definitely a very good opportunity to do later down the road. But with that being said, I'm going to take another moment to take a little break, and we'll definitely get right into the specific topic of TikTok, y'all, because I know this is something that's very hard-hitting for a lot of the young-minded, very hard-hitting for those that are trying to become content creators, such as doing Twitch streaming, such as doing YouTube videos, so on and so forth, because without TikTok, it won't be able to solidify people now. So we'll definitely be right back. Let's give it some time right now. Enjoy this music that I got for y'all.
Casa en la noche la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos. Qué pena me daría no tenerte en mi vida, vida mía, mami. Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos y ahí vamos. Qué pena me daría no tenerte en mi vida, vida mía.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos.
Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos. Qué pena me daría no tenerte en mi vida, vida mía, mami.
Todos los días yo la tengo que ver, así peleemos primero, mi mujer. Mami, no me celes tanto que yo siempre me conmuevo con tu llanto. Nena, nena, tranquilícese, que en la calle a nadie bese. Yo solo tengo ojos pa' usted.
Relájate, despreocúpate. Nena, nena, tranquilícese. Que en la calle a nadie besé. Yo solo tengo ojos pa' usted. Relájate, despreocúpate. Que ahí va. Peleamos, nos arreglamos. Nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Y ahí vamos. Qué pena me daría no tenerte en mi vida, vida mía. Ay, nena, nena, tranquilícese.
J Balvin, the businessman.
Que en la calle a nadie besé.
Sky, rompiendo el bajo.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese.
Mosty, Bull Nene.
Que en la calle a nadie besé.
Infinity Music, let's go. Estamos rompiendo, no estamos rompiendo, muchacho. Okay, the business. One, two, three, let go.
All right, and we are back. Let's really talk about it on Hawk Radio. Now, for those of you who do not know, when it comes to these types of Spanish music, the little thing you guys do not know is actually I'm Dominican, so dígame que lo que, wah, 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 pa que tú lo sabes, mi gente. Now, yes, I am actually from the full-blood Dominican. My parents are actually from the Dominican Republic themselves. Mother's from Moca, father's from the capital, Santo Domingo. So shout out to my parents for, you know, giving me the birthright to give my true potential and all that. But let's really get into this. Let's really talk about it with TikTok. I know a lot of y'all are really going through it right now. I know you guys are fully upset with everything that's been going on lately with not being able to re-download TikTok right now. So let's get right into it. So President Trump signed an executive order granting TikTok a 75-day extension to comply with a law that requires a sale/ban of the platforms owned by ByteDance. So ByteDance is actually, for those who do not know, is a company that has created TikTok, CapCut, and another application that helps you do artificial intelligence with your homework called Goth. Now, not G-O-T-H, it's G-A-U-T-H. Those apps are currently unavailable in the App Store. So with that being said, with ByteDance's app being unavailable, individuals have now taken advantage of the matter by selling iPhones with TikTok on eBay, where a user in Ruskin, Florida has a price that it's at $10,000 or for a best offer. Now, this is one of the most craziest types of scenarios that I've ever witnessed. And I love the fact how people take advantage of utilizing the disembarkment of not having TikTok in the App Store, but still have it on their phones to sell it for a heavy price on the internet. Like, can you really make this up? If you go on eBay right now, it actually shows a iPhone with TikTok or maybe CapCut or Goth that's probably worth about $10,000 or maybe a higher price in general. Now, that normally never happens. TikTok is one of the world's popular apps as of right now. It was ranked number one in the App Store with a very validated reason. You had a lot of content creators that have used this application to be able to share their content out. Now, because of the fact that now, since we're going through this phase, you will not be able to hear all these trendy musics that people play on TikTok when they do their dances. It's going to be unfortunate. Now, all these life hacks that they share on TikTok, you won't be able to get to see them. So what's the alternative motive? Now, the alternative motive is everyone going on Instagram. Instagram, I think, to my knowledge, I just remembered they made something about saying they're going to do something similar to CapCut on their platform, which, if I'm going to be honest with you guys, I don't think that's going to be able to push as many people as it did with TikTok and Vine and everything else. There was a report that also mentioned that Elon Musk was looking to bring back Vine out of all applications. Now, Am I a fan of Vine? Not really. Only because of the fact that back then, Vine had its own course of history where even people around my age were able to use that, you know, make some good, try to make some good content, but it kind of flat out died on its own. Compared to TikTok, TikTok is the only place that's going to continue to keep booming as it is. You can't really make a new application. You can't just go back to the old roots just to replace a popular application that everyone loves to have. I think a friend of mine was using TikTok for his content because he's a Twitch streamer. Shout out to Sir Miko, actually, because he's actually the guy that used to be more often on those TikToks since before the removal. Now he's just doing Twitch streaming and try to use YouTube cuts, which I'm not going to lie, man. I mean, this guy, he was actually booming, like booming. I'm talking as in making numbers. I think from what I remember, he used to do a specific Twitch stream where he had another rapper from New York, a drill rapper, actually. His name is B Dougie. Now, a lot of people down here are not familiar with this artist. That is totally fine. It is very explicit type of music that this artist presents, which unfortunately I'm not able to present that because that is against guideline. And I want to make sure I respect the guidelines here. So please do not take any frustration at me for not playing explicit music. Because, again, if any explicit music was to be playing, we would not be doing this at all. Moreover, with this being said, so what's going on with the process of TikTok now? As far as I've heard, there are many, there are a lot of individuals that are looking to buy TikTok and make sure that there is a partnership within the United States. I believe people such as Mr. Beast, people such as, not sure if Jeff Bezos is involved. No, I don't think so. But a lot of people, even the guy that was part of Shark Tank with Mark Cuban, he's also looking to buy TikTok as well. But until then, we're going to have to continue going through the time frame as it is, you know, without TikTok. For those of you that still have TikTok on your iPhone, you know, props to you guys for keeping that, you know, on set with your phone, you know, because I was a fool myself. I accidentally deleted TikTok and then assumed that I was going to be able to re-download that. I was completely wrong. Oh, man. But overall, I mean, shoot. Hey, man, we just going to have to keep going, man. We just going to have to keep going. But for right now, I'm going to go back on break real quick. We're going to play the next song. Song before was actually played by J Balvin. The song was called Ahí Vamos. Next song I got for you guys cooking is going to be called Mind. This song is going to is Skrillex and Diplo with a little bit of hint featuring Kai. So enjoy.
Push me to the point of crazy, and I love when you're on your knees and begging for me. You got me good with all these mind games. There you go, you got my heart again. Say my name, I wanna hear you call. Hold me close, I wanna feel your heart. I'm in a
I'm
Alrighty, y'all, that was Mind featuring Kai by Skrillex and Diplo. Now, let's really talk about this one, which is going to pique interest to all my Tampa peoples, especially because we still going through the cold, but we going to survive, okay? So, let's really talk about Gasrilla. On Instagram, Fun Tampa has recently provided information on Gasrilla, which is a parade that will be held at 2 p.m. as the floats move through Bayshore, and Gasrilla Invasion will be at 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the 25th of January. Again, if you are looking to go to those events, that is happening on the 25th of January. To all my peoples in Tampa that plan on, you know, drinking alcohol and all these sorts of things, make sure you drink responsibly. Do not try to be one of those that get into so much trouble with Tampa PD. All right. Now, those who don't know about Gasrilla, it is a festival named after Jose Gaspar, a legendary pilot, who sailed the waters of the West in Florida in the 18th century. Normally, Gasrilla is always thrown every year on January. For those who do not know, everyone gets dressed up as pirates. I would say they dress up, they have fun. Yes, they enjoy their times, you know, clubbing. They make sure they enjoy their times, you know, just really in general having a good time, you know. They normally throw out beads during the parades, if I'm not mistaken, to my knowledge. And if we're speaking on Gasrilla Invasion, I guess what they do is the pirates take the key from the city, from the mayor, and actually ignite the invasion of all the pirates in Gasrilla. Have I ever been to a Gasrilla in general? I would say no. Reason why I don't go to Gasrilla is mainly because of the fact that I rather take the courtesy time, you know, spend time with my family, spend time with my loved ones, you know. If God granted me the opportunity right now to go see my lady, I would definitely take that opportunity right now. But because of the fact that I'm working so hard right now to be able to take care of my significant other, you know, I'm just going to do what I got to do. Besides that, you know, as far as I remember, I've had even people when I used to work at JD Sports at the time come in buying shoes to match for Gasrilla. Now, a lot of people, it is really more of an option if you feel like you want to wear a pirate costume, or if you feel like you just want to wear the black and yellow. That is really up to you guys. It's not really something that I say, oh, it's mandatory to wear. So I would say for you guys, don't really trip on that, you know. And just enjoy a good event, you know, have some fun, spend time with your friends, spend time with your family. Don't drink too crazy, you know, because you could definitely get into a lot of trouble for, you know, being under the consumption of alcohol. And we don't want you guys to end up driving around having a DUI. So let's not do that, please. Up next, we're going to definitely talk about a very serious topic that's afflicting with Florida State in general. So as far as everyone knows, with Florida going on, it's getting expensive, y'all. I'm telling y'all, we're going to that certain point that if these changes do not happen as soon as possible, we might be expecting to be part of the top 10 most expensive states in the United States. But for right now, I'm going to take the time to take a good break for you guys. Play maybe about one or two songs for you guys, have you guys enjoy it. And then, you know, from there, once I come back, we'll definitely be able to speak about terms of what's going on here in Florida and regarding with jobs and so on and so forth. So enjoy this music. The song is going to be called Where Are You Now by Justin Bieber featuring Skrillex and Diplo. This is an old song, but hey, guys, we want to make sure that we give the best content we can to make sure, you know, we don't really violate that and play some good quality music for everyone to enjoy. So
I gave you the key when the door wasn't open. Just admit it. See, I gave you faith, turned your doubt into hoping. Can't deny it. Now I'm all alone and my joys turn them open. Tell me, where are you now that I need you? Where are you now?
Where are you now? need you. Couldn't find you anywhere. When you broke down, I didn't leave you. Oh, I was by your side. So where are you now that I need you? Oh, where are you now that I need you?
Y'all, that was Where Are You Now by Justin Bieber featuring Skrillex and Diplo. Before we get into the last topic of the day, I wanted to be able to speak to you guys. I wanted to start off by apologizing for any of the issues when it comes to being able to hear me, or say if you having trouble hearing the music and everything in general. I am working my very best to make sure that everything is adjusted so that way you guys can hear very good quality onto what I say or to the music that you are listening to. I also want to apologize to a lot of y'all, because I know that this is actually my first ever radio show, and I'll admit this is something that I really dreamt for, not of this opportunity in general. And I know that I may be stuttering right now. I guess that's mainly because of the fact that I'm a little bit nervous, you know. This tends to happen a lot. I guess when it comes to me being nervous and, you know, being in a very empty room right now, I don't have any special guests right now. We'll talk about that later for sure. But when you are so excited for such an opportunity that is given to you, and you know you have the capabilities and you know you have the dreams and passions of doing that, you know, it's going to sometimes afflict you in a sense to where you're going to be feeling like, okay, now I'm doing this. This is my time to shine. This is my opportunity to show the world who I am. This is my time to be able to share the world what I bring to the table and continue doing this from moving forward. Now, It's very breathtaking. I will not deny to you all. It is very breathtaking. I'm very grateful for this opportunity. I really am, you know. And without the things that has happened throughout my life, I wouldn't be here right now. I wouldn't be able to express my feelings right now, express my emotions, my gratitude, and the amounts of work I'm looking to put into this and be able to provide the further growth that I need to, so that one day down the road, I can be able to have this worldwide for you guys, you know. So let's really talk about the last final topic. Found this actually from Instagram, Real Brandon LLC. For those of you who do not know about Real Brandon LLC, a very close friend of mine, his brother actually owns that account on Instagram. And not only does he work by himself, he also works with Real Tampa. For those of you who do not know of any of these Instagram platforms, they will also be able to provide you all the information in the news that goes on within Tampa and also Brandon area as well. So definitely feel free to follow them. I definitely 100% in my book that you'll be able to get all the satisfaction on places where you should go. Some good memes as well that may pique your interest there. You're going to get a good laugh as well. But let's get into this. Let's really talk about it. Florida is now experiencing a significant surge in resignation by 0.2%. I know to y'all this may sound low, but if you guys really know, you're going to want to know these details. This is a 0.2 increase over last month. While Florida witnessed a decline back in September and October, the recent upstick from October to November with 29,000 more workers quitting, and that suggests a potential turnaround in Florida's labor market. Several factors are contributing to higher number of resignations by cost of living and worker confidence paying pivotal roles. Now, there is nothing wrong for those that want to be able to live their life here in Florida. There is nothing wrong for those that are trying to make sure that they get the funds needed to be able to afford food, trying to make sure they can be able to afford living costs, trying to make sure they can be able to afford to pay the bills and everything else. I'll keep a stack with you guys, because even though I'm not one of those people that basically lives on my own right now, because I'm basically back in my family's place, bills are very important. And with the way things are, you know, with the pay that any one of us earns, we're trying so hard here just so that we can be able to live our lives. Like, I think I was in a position to where after I left JD Sports, I was just job hunting nonstop. And because I was just flat out job hunting, trying to see where else can I go, you know, I tried opportunities such as places like USAA, try to work at a dealership like Nissan or Brandon. And I won't lie to you, they weren't bad companies that I was able to work at. But I feel like when I was working at USAA, I felt like I wish I could have done something that would have kept me there, solidified my spot. Every job you're going to go to, every spot is not going to be solidified. For instance, if you are having trouble passing an exam, you're going to want to study that very hard so that way you can be able to keep your job. If you're having trouble with making sure that you can be able to make a sale, try to see if you can get guidance from someone that has been working for the company for at least about a good quantity of years, so that way you can be able to build experience. Now, if you want to be your very own leader, you want to, let's say, let's do some Uber, or let's do some DoorDash, or maybe let's run our own business and everything else, that is possible for you all. It is a good opportunity, especially if you are looking to become financially stable with your future and everything else. Now, I got a few friends of mine, which next week on the Let's Really Talk About a show on Hawk Radio, they're going to be coming in and they're going to be talking about their business. I'm going to definitely be asking them very good questions, build some good conversation with them and everything else. So once they come in here next week, we're going to definitely really get into everything else and make sure that we won't have to experience all this uncomfortability, make sure that we don't have to go through all this technical issues that could possibly be happening and everything else. But going back to the whole thing with the significant surge in resignations, you know, yes, it is true. People are quitting jobs right now left and right in Florida because they feel like rent is so high, or because they're not getting paid enough to pay off these bills. So where are these people going? As far as I've heard, I've had friends that were living in Miami. Now they're going back to New York because they feel like, it's too expensive for them. Similar with situations in Orlando. Families are moving out of Orlando because living costs are too high and the jobs they're working at is not enough. Now, if there was one thing that I could say that Florida can definitely have an impactful change, is prices need to go down right away. Prices must go down. And I'm going to give you a very good example, such as gasoline. Right now, a lot of us, we're probably paying about $60, almost to $100, or let's say even close to maybe $80 just to fill up a whole tank. You know, every day when I got to come to work, I'm trying to fill up that tank, and it's just aggravating. It's very aggravating to the point that I'm losing more money out of my pockets, and the paychecks that I'm getting is not enough to cover that. If you think that's bad, let's talk about those that are going grocery shopping. You know, the groceries is just so high priced, and we're just trying to make sure that we are able to eat and survive, because without eating, we're going to end up feeling like we're going through starvation, man. You know, and not even just that, but if I ask you guys all this question, and you could be very honest to yourselves, I would want you guys to ask yourselves this. You guys are going through through a normal day. You guys are in whatever state you guys are in. You guys are going through the grocery store. Back in the day, you see that the groceries are worth 50 cents to a dollar. Now, groceries are now worth about $3 to $5. Is this the type of lifestyle that we all are going to feel comfortable in going through? Not really. Because all these groceries that we are spending for is to make sure not only do we take care of ourselves and our health, but we also try and take care of our loved ones and our family members too. You know? So the problem through all of this is just flat out inflation. It is not even just the situation with inflation, but it's now so hard to find a job nowadays. And yes, that is actually very true. Because back then, I guess when I was still working for JD, I was so desperate and I was like, oh man, I really hope that I can be able to get my shot back at working at the airlines. Now, why do I say that I want a shot back at the airlines again? Well, to tell you the truth, I kind of blew that opportunity, and that's on me. And the choice was either stay with a company and be able to get a specific promotion, or start all over again at a new company, but every year exponentially grow the profit that you are trying to build, especially in a big time company such as an airline, whether if it's Delta, JetBlue, or American, you know. And my reckless choice, I chose to stay in the company just to show off in my resume saying, hey, I became a manager of my own. Didn't even down the road even get to have my own store. And that's kind of like something that I feel really down about. But at the end of the day, I was able to at least be able to meet new people down the road. I was able to at least get people into the jobs that they were able to go work at when it comes to JD Sports. And on top of that, now they're still there. They're still working hard. They're still growing. I still have, there is one associate that still contacts me to this very day. And she always tells me, hey, even though you're out of the company, just want to let you know that I'm still there. I'm working so hard trying to keep that promise that I said I was going to keep. And that's making sure that someday I can be able to grow into that company one day. And I know she's actually listening to the radio show, and I appreciate her for that big time, because opportunities are endless for everyone, not just me, but also for you, your friends, your family, or even let's say your best friends or the person that you know will spend your entire life with you. I know that I'm stopping gap per gap for a second. I apologize for that as well, because I'm kind of coughing for some reason. But, you know, the main point through all of this, especially for those that are just quitting jobs and everything else, my recommendation to y'all is this. Don't just try to quit a job just because, you know, you guys are not getting paid enough. Continue trying to work hard, because right now we're living in a scenario to where jobs are not easy to find nowadays. Literally. For someone, even including myself, that I had to keep job searching, it's not simple. I would say give it time. give it time. Maybe within the next month or two, something will at least change for Florida, at least, you know. And it may not just be Florida. Maybe it could be in many other states that are having the same trouble in finding a job right now. And I don't blame anybody, because we all are going through the scenario regardless of whatever case may be. Whether if it's, oh, I still got a $626 payment that I still got to make, or let's say I'm still a month late on my rent, or let's say it could possibly be that I just want to get a special gift for that special someone in my life. You know, continue working hard, y'all, because I promise you, down the road, you guys will be able to continue moving forward with your future. Even though, like, for our generation, I believe it's Generation Z, that we get pretty much the worst negative reviews of us, especially since a lot of people say that down the road, Generation Z, they're going to be going through a lot. I promise y'all not going to go through a lot if we take the right steps and the right methods to be able to make sure that we get forward into our future, you know. And this goes out to everyone, whether if you're on campus, whether if you're out there watching right now on the website, on hawkradio.primostream.com, whatever it is. Based on what I'm telling y'all, y'all have so much potential to go far with y'all lives. But with that being said, I'm going to play one more song before I wrap things up. I know I kind of took too much time in speaking on this topic, but overall, I just hope that you guys take some good consideration into everything that I've said, and I hope you guys, you know, will understand where this is coming from. This is not no target on anybody's back. This is all people just trying to help each other out. So, next song that I got playing. So, I don't know why I have certain songs that are not allowed, but I'm probably gonna have to refix that when I get the chance for next week's show. But let's do this. I got a special song. This is all from my Spanish speakers. If you guys don't speak Spanish, I do apologize for that inconvenience. Song is going to be called by Paulo Londro, featuring De La Ghetto. Song is called Solo Pienso En Ti. For those who do not know what that means, all I think about is you.
Quisiera algún deseo que me lleve al pasado. Oh, yeah. En donde ese entonces no estábamos peleados. Porque yo no puedo conformarme si no estoy a tu lado. Me siento un cobarde por haberme alejado. Y siento que en mi vida fui un maldito tarado. Porque ahora yo solo pienso en ti. Y ahora yo no puedo dormir. Ey, solamente sentado aquí. Pensando en cómo hacerte feliz. Ey,
ahora yo solo pienso en ti. Ahora yo no puedo dormir. Solamente sentado aquí. Pensando en cómo hacerte feliz. Ay, ay, me tienes pensando como un loco, me deshabilito, no puedo hacer nada pensando que te toco. Ahora viene el verano, te tiras una foto modelando de espalda, enseñando las nalgas con aceite de coco. Quiero tenerte otra vez, dime qué es lo que case. Es que yo no puedo estar mal en tase. Lo que quieras te daré, yo me rindo ante tus pies. Dame un beso aquí en la boca, ven, hagámoslo otra vez.
Ahora yo solo pienso en ti,
solo pienso en ti.
Ahora yo no puedo dormir,
no puedo dormir.
Solamente sentado aquí, pensando en cómo hacerte feliz.
Ahora yo solo pienso en ti,
pienso en ti.
Ahora yo no puedo dormir,
no puedo dormir.
Solamente sentado aquí, pensando en cómo hacerte feliz.
Hacerte feliz.
Una chica que siete novelas, cuando pasa me deja secuelas. Si la miro no puedo negar que yo quiero pasar.
pasar una noche con ella. Y no sé cómo hacer para decirle que yo no la puedo olvidar. Y quiero decirle que me hace falta. No solo un fin de sino toda la semana. Es increíble cómo me mata. Cómo me puede solo con su mirada. No sueña con un castillo, sueña con algo más complicado. Ver pelis y comer mil doritos con un hombre que no sea un tarado. Por eso me vine a su lado, a pesar de ser un desconfiado. Porque sé que ella también pasó por lo mismo que me había pasado.
Baby, yo sé que tú quieres volverlo a hacerlo conmigo. Siempre estás en mi mente, no sé qué me hizo Cupido. Todo lo que me hiciste a mí es algo que nunca olvido. Tú olvida el pasado, estar junto es el destino. Y siempre pienso que te voy a tener aquí de nuevo. Pásenlo como en los viejos tiempos. Quiero volver a adueñarme tu cuerpo, pero te busco y no te encuentro. Y siempre pienso que te voy a tener aquí de nuevo. Pásenlo como en los viejos tiempos. Quiero volver a adueñarme tu cuerpo. Hey. Pero te busco y no te encuentro.
OP, on the drums, on the drums, on the drums. Yeah, Paulo Londra.
Paulo Londra y yo Justin Quiles, mami.
J. Quiles, de la GC.
I appreciate everyone for listening in to Let's Really Talk About It on Hawk Radio. Next week, I'm going to be having a few special guests from Moore's Fragrance. We're going to have them come in. We're going to definitely be able to talk about some of the things of their business. We're going to get to know these people. We're definitely going to be able to go into deep search into what they share for their fragrance business overall. The goal for next week is to see how much knowledge we can be able to receive from Moore's Fragrance. What is their goal? What are they trying to help their customers out with? And so on and so forth. But overall, this is Low signing off for today, and I will be back again Thursdays at 12 to 1 p.m. only on Hawk Radio. Thank you so much, and may you guys have a blissful rest of your day.
And everything's so unexpected the way you right and left it. So you could keep on shaking it.
I never really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man want to speak Spanish. Como se llama? Bonita. Because
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go, real slow. Don't you see, baby, I see us perfect. Babe, I know I'm on tonight. My hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. Don't you see, baby, this is perfection. Oh boy, I can see your body moving. Half animal, half man. I don't really know what I'm doing. Just seem to have a plan. My will, I'm self-restrained. Have come to fail now. See, I'm doing what I can, but I can't. So you know that's a bit too hard to explain.
Feel the conga. Let me see you move like you come from Colombia.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, baby, say it. Hey.
Yeah. Mira, en Barranquilla se baila así. Yeah. Say.
En Barranquilla se baila así.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. She
She's so sexy, I am a fantasy. A refugee like me back with the Fugees from a third world country.
I go back like when Pac carried crates for Humpty Hump. We lead a whole club dizzy.
Why the CIA wanna watch
us? Colombians and Haitians, I ain't guilty. It's a musical transaction.
Bobo, zobo, no more do we snatch rope. Refugees run the seas cause we on our own boat.
I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go, real slow. Baby, like this is perfecto. Oh, you know I'm on tonight. My hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. The attraction, the tension. Baby, like this is perfection.
No fighting, no fighting, no fighting,
no fighting. No fighting.